Yet another possible sex scandal rocking Washington's inner circle tonight. The Daily Caller reports that the FBI is investigating Senator Bob Menendez on accusations the New Jersey Democrat purchased prostitutes and attended sex parties in the Dominican Republic. The senator's office has rejected the charges for months, and much of this story, frankly, is still unconfirmed. Joining us now to explain the allegations coming from the Daily Caller and the newly surfaced evidence, David Martosco, executive editor at the Daily Caller. David, welcome. What is the new evidence that has emerged?
Well, about 36 hours ago at the Daily Caller, we received a cache of documents, about 58 pages of emails between a source in the Dominican Republic, ABC News, the FBI, and an organization called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. These emails stretched from last April through mostly through the end of the year through into early December, and demonstrate that somebody in the Dominican Republic with direct contact with some of these young prostitutes, some of them underage, was blowing the whistle on the senator and providing specific evidence, including the names and ages of the young women involved, their handwritten testimonies, and very specific evidence about locations and times and all that kind of stuff. We've confirmed what we can at this point, including air travel records from private jet of a donor to the senator who brought him to the Dominican Republic on several occasions. But as you said, a lot of this is unconfirmable at this point. It would be a felony if it were all true.